I ask them to take a poem and hold it up to the light like a color slide, or press an ear against its hive. I say, drop a mouse into a poem and watch him probe his way out. And that's from An Introduction to Poetry by Billy Collins.
Today's guest on The Poet's Weave, Suzanne Sturgeon, lives on a farm in Owen County. She's been writing poetry for 5 years and is a member of the Free Range Poets, who are on the verge of publishing their first volume of poetry. I'm Jenny Kander. Congratulations to all of you, Suzanne. Let's sample your free-range poems or watch your mouse probe its way out.
Thank you, Jenny. Poets and Presidents. Maybe you remember January 20th, 1961, when Robert Frost stumbled as he attempted to read Dedication, the poem he'd written for John Kennedy's inauguration. In the glaring sunlight, Frost was unable to see the words of his poem. He recited from memory The Gift Outright, which he'd written in 1942. I do not remember the poem, only Frost's wild white hair whipped by the wind. Today I watch Elizabeth Alexander read her poem, Praise for the Day, at Barack Obama's inauguration. I have difficulty attending to her words because her dark curls are flying in the same January wind that tousled Robert Frost's hair. October reproduction. I awake in the middle of the night to pain, a cocklebur on my pillow. It's hitchhiked here on the cat, spiny bristles sharp against my cheek. The pod contains a seed of a weed trying to reproduce right under my head here in my bed. While leaves die from trees and frost blackens basil, this cocklebur seeks to propagate itself by latching its hooks into me and waiting for spring rains. I pinch it between finger and thumb on the way to the wastebasket. Another free ride for this hairy hobo, whose next stop will be the landfill and one last chance. Breakfast 2009. Brown, organic, cage-free eggs from Lititz, Pennsylvania, only $3 a dozen. Free of pesticides, hormones, and antibiotics. Check, check, check. At the store, I didn't notice the three-part plastic carton. Cluck. The carton is constructed of recyclable plastic packaging. Check. All vegetarian diet for chickens. When did it become undesirable for a chicken to eat a bug? On my computer, I watched the video from Imagination Corporation. Chickens crammed in cages so close they can't sit down or turn around to preen. Those ladies lay eggs that roll down chutes before they ever get a chance to sit on them. I'm feeling slightly superior that my eggs came out of cage-free chickens that were allowed to peck on the barn floor, even if they didn't get to leave the building. I don't know how much petroleum it took to make the plastic carton or where it came from. Cluck. I don't know how much fuel it took to get the eggs to me. Cluck. 200 milligrams omega-3. Sounds like a constellation. I like my eggs sunny side up. Crack. Midnight planting. Early May under stars, a tractor engine drones. Our neighbor plows his fields. Worms are sliced. Mice run for their lives. I envy him the predictability of rows and knowing if you plant corn, you will get corn. Unlike this writing things down, never knowing what will come up. Private viewing. A moonless August night, my neighbor across the creek shoots fireworks that light up fence posts and shorn pastures. Blasts echo off the bowl of trees surrounding our small valley. Crickets and frogs continue their chorus. The cows do not look up at red blossoms bursting above them. In the background, the Big Dipper drips old light into the black sky. Wind-borne scent of gunpowder meanders across the fields. Smoke trails drift and mingle with the haze in the bottoms. To be Oprah. Sometimes I think I'd like to be Oprah Winfrey, host a TV talk show, be CEO of O, convince Harper Lee to write after years of silence, birth a book club with gold embossed seals, be adored by people who stand up and clap when I walk in a room, give money to any charity I want, inspire viewers to be their best selves, call up Madonna, Al Gore, and Maya Angelou to come on my show to chat about motherhood, global warming, and poetry. Until I am in the checkout line at the grocery where the tabloid headline reads, "Oprah gains 25 pounds, changes trainers."
We've heard poems on the Poet's Weave today by Bloomington poet Suzanne Sturgeon. I'm Jenny Kander.